WNYC Studios is supported by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Protein degradation can target and destroy cancer-causing proteins right inside the cell. It's how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at DanaFarber.org/everywhere.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning again, everyone. Now back to our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Brian Lehrer Show exit poll. And now we get to New Jersey. We did one for New York last hour. How did you vote for governor? And how will you vote for governor today if you haven't voted yet? And with how much enthusiasm? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. New Jerseyans, how did you vote for governor, or how will you vote, and with how much enthusiasm? 212-433-9692. You know, one thing I'm curious about, how much did your feelings about Chris Christie or your feelings about Donald Trump affect your vote for governor when neither is on the ballot? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. New Jersey voters, it is your turn. You just heard our report from Virginia, the only other governor's race in the nation today, and how that's playing and how down and dirty it's getting and the overtones, pro and con Trump. Do you see that between Murphy and Guadagno or their supporters? New Jersey voters, it is your turn. 212-433-9692 in our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Brian Lehrer Show exit poll. You can tell us about how you voted on the library's ballot question as well. And while your calls are coming in, here's our New Jersey Public Radio managing editor, Nancy Solomon, for a few minutes. Hey, Nancy, happy Election Day.
Brian, good morning.
If it is a happy Election Day, as they say in Winnie the Pooh. So Chris Christie is leaving office with a 17% approval rating. I might have even seen 14% in one poll. That's significantly lower than Trump's in New Jersey, which in a poll last week was 31%. How do you explain that split? Why is Donald Trump 14 points more popular in New Jersey than Chris Christie at this moment? Any idea?
Well, I think Trump supporters are still holding out that Trump is going to do all the things that they want him to do. And I think, you know, the jury may be out on Trump as far as his supporters go, and they're giving him the benefit of the doubt. But the jury is certainly in and has given its verdict on the Christie administration. You know, one of the recent polls that just came out found that a vast majority of New Jerseyans felt that Christie had failed to do anything productive in his 8 years.
That's a problem.
So, yeah. So, you know, it's quite damning. And I think, you know, as we've been saying for many weeks, it's been a real problem for his lieutenant governor, Kim Guadagno.
It also shows how New Jersey is like America. I mean, in New York City, Donald Trump in the latest poll has a 17% approval rating, but 31% in New Jersey, that's like the national average. I wonder how you explain that. And if that's the case, then does he have it? If that's the case and Republicans are going to vote for Kim Guadagno because they want a Republican, and I realize that might be a leap, does that put Phil Murphy's presumed victory at risk because the Republicans are the one with the juice to turn out?
Yeah, you know, that has been discussed over the last few weeks. Kim Guadagno's strategy certainly showed that that's what was on her mind, that her moderate Republicanism was not playing well, and she was not closing the gap with Murphy in the polls. And so what we saw over the month of October was a hard right turn. That hard right turn is quite familiar. We saw Chris Christie do it when he was running for president, and he could not close the gap with Donald Trump, and he became increasingly more and more conservative over the course of his short-lived run for president. And so, you know, we saw the same thing with Kim Guadagno in the last 6 weeks or so. So, you know, her analysis must be, you can only take one message from that, and that it's that she was not doing well with moderate Republicans and she needed to get out the Republican base, and that that was her only chance of winning. I was at polls this morning in Maplewood, my town, which is heavily Democratic. It went 89% for Hillary Clinton. And then I went to Milburn, which has traditionally been a very Republican town. It has changed over the last few years, and it's much more of a mix now. But it was really fascinating to talk to voters showing up at the polls. I've been doing this for years and years and years. I have never seen people show up and say, I'm a Democrat. I'm voting Democrat. I'm so upset about Trump. I'm upset about Christie. I don't care who the person is. I'm just voting the line all the Democrats are in. I've never heard that before. I've always heard people talk about the candidate and the issues. Right now, that to me, that says everything about how polarized we are all over the country right now, and that political party has become an identity, not a set of ideas, but an identity.
And I wonder here at 11:16 in the morning if you have a sense yet, with what we've talked about already, there being reasons for there to be some juice and electricity on both sides. But that's after a campaign that the media kept characterizing as completely lackluster, and people aren't engaged, and they're not, you know, they hate Christie and they mostly hate Trump, but they're not inspired by either Guadagno or Murphy, blah, blah, blah. You're describing an energized electorate, at least people who are showing up. So here at 11:16, 11:17 in the morning, do you have any indication yet of how strong turnout is?
It seemed, you know, it was better than the primary in June, which was low, but not the lowest ever. It seemed, from what the poll workers were telling me, maybe better than the last gubernatorial election in 2013. That was the lowest turnout for a governor's election in New Jersey history. So that's not much of a bar to get over. There were quite a few people out. It has not started raining yet. I fear that this afternoon, if we get some rain, that's going to be a problem. But, you know, Kim Guadagno has a huge gap to make up. And, you know, I mean, whether it's 12 points, 14 points, 10 points, that's a pretty significant gap. And I don't see, you know, I don't see the level of turnout being so low that she's going to be able to overcome the albatross tied around her neck, which is Chris Christie.
Before you go, do you know anything about the ballot question regarding libraries?
Sure. It's voters would be approving a $120 million bond. So that allows the state to borrow money. Towns would compete with each other to apply for a matching grant. So the town or the nonprofit that, you know, the Friends of the Library organizations would put forth a proposal to renovate their local library. Most libraries haven't seen any renovation funds and have no capital funds to for upkeep. Many libraries aren't even compliant with the ADA. They're not wheelchair accessible. Certainly technology is an issue. I think the idea is that libraries and the Library Association, which of course supports this, they want to renovate the libraries and make them community centers for the 21st century. So that's the plus side. It was a bipartisan proposal. There's a lot of support for it. The opposition to it basically says, hey, you know, it's a great idea. Everybody loves libraries, but we can't afford it. The $120 million that would be borrowed would, over time, over the 35 years of it being paid back, would grow to somewhere between $225 and $300 million when you pay off all the interest. And, you know, there should have been some kind of fee or tax associated with it to pay for it, because New Jersey is heavily indebted and should not be adding to its debt. So that's
the two sides.
That's the two sides. Yep.
New Jersey Public Radio Managing Editor Nancy Solomon. Nancy, thanks a lot. Talk to you tonight.
Yep.
Nancy will also be joining us on our election returns coverage. So listeners, if you want to find out the results from New York, New Jersey, and Virginia and have a nice conversation about what it all means as the numbers are coming in. I'll be anchoring election coverage tonight at 8 o'clock here on WNYC, and we plan to go until about 10. Ken in West Orange, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ken. Who are you voting for?
I voted for all Republican candidates except for Dick Cody for state senator, who I happen to know and like and think does a good job.
And tell us why you chose, in particular, Kim Guadagno for governor.
Well, I think Kim's been a very good and loyal lieutenant governor under very difficult circumstances. Nancy Solomon did a good job of explaining how unpopular Chris Christie has become, and Lieutenant Governor Guadagno has done a very good job in a tough situation of being trying to be loyal to her principal while also putting some space between his terms and making a name for herself. And basically, the problem in New Jersey is that spending is just totally out of control. It's completely unmarried from the reality of how bankrupt our state is. People laugh at us when from out of state when they hear what we pay for our homes, and it's just going to get worse. And listening to Nancy's report about the energy at the polls, it's amazing to me that the entire energy of the Democratic electorate was on the side of Bernie Sanders and the anti-establishment candidates, and yet they've nominated, you know, the second time in a row, a Goldman Sachs multimillionaire who's a lot more charismatic and likable than John Corzine, but ultimately his only service to the public has been to raise tons of money for Democrats from Goldman Sachs and serve as ambassador to Germany. So I'm expecting a couple more Corzine terms.
I know there are a lot of Clinton voters out there who'll say, no, the energy in the Democratic Party was not only on the Bernie side of that. But I'm curious, Ken, did you vote for Christie once? Did you vote for Christie twice?
Oh, I absolutely voted for him twice, and enthusiastically. I was, excited to see what I hope would be a reversal of disastrous policies of John Corzine.
What did you come to think of him by the end? By now,
I was very disappointed in Chris Christie, who I know personally, but who I think that conventional wisdom is right. He took his eye off the ball and began paying much more attention to national issues. Way before New Jersey was on sound enough footing for him to take his eye off the ball.
Ken, thanks so much. Keep calling us. I appreciate it. And it is our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Election Day exit poll. We're taking New Jersey calls in our exit poll right now for this stretch. And Olivia in South Orange are on WNYC as we go from West Orange to South Orange. Hi there, Olivia.
Hello.
So did you vote already, or are you going to?
I just voted. I voted in South Orange. I voted a straight Democratic ticket. But I wanted to talk about other stuff if I can. I'm concerned about our polling, actually, in South Orange.
Meaning?
Poll situation.
What do you mean by poll situation? The sites?
This is my second time voting in South Orange. I moved from Manhattan about a year and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
And we have only one voting booth now at the voting station. And there used to be at least three. And I find it crazy and appalling and strange that in South Orange, like Nancy described Maplewood, it's a highly Democratic, it's a Democratic populace. People vote generally on the Democrat side. And so I'm wondering what the politics are of who decides how many voting booths the place gets. And what the effect of a lack of voting booths and long voting lines are on the voting populace, since we're right on the border with New York and things like that. So.
Well, that's certainly one technique that some places have used to suppress votes. If you have long lines, some people don't have the luxury or the patience to wait. Was there a long line when you went to vote just now?
Well, I just barely voted. I voted... This sounds terrible. I voted right after my yoga class, so I went over there because I figured no one would be there. And there wasn't a long line, but there were still like five or six people in line. It took them a long time to vote. And it also took me about 20 minutes to park because it was located at Seton Hall, where there's no parking and there's not really any instruction about where to park. So it feels like a really difficult polling situation. I know this is where we always vote. I mean, I have voted at the same place last year, but it just seems... particularly like no signage, nothing that was helpful.
So no signage for parking and one voting machine in your district at Seton Hall University.
Yes.
Olivia, I think Nancy Solomon is listening and sounds like she has an assignment. Thanks for alerting us.
No problem. I found it very suspicious. So I was like, I need to call Brian and tell him right now.
Good. This is the place. Thanks for making it. Gwen in Monmouth County, you're on WNYC. Hi, Glenn. Gwen.
Hi, Brian. Yeah, Gwen. Thank you. I voted a straight Democratic ticket, and I'm deep in the heart of Trump country. 70% of my town voted for Donald Trump.
Why do you think your neighbors here in the North, if people are starting to associate Trump with, you know, our Confederate monument/heritage, why did your neighbors vote for Donald Trump, do you think?
You know, it's hard to say. This is a relatively affluent area, and I think people buy into the tax cut line, but unfortunately, I think as we've seen in the past week, the joke is on us, upper middle class folks who are actually going to see a tax increase if these policies are passed.
So why'd you vote for Phil Murphy?
You know, I have to say, I wasn't passionate about this election, but, you know, I think we've seen some really unfortunate decisions by the Christie administration. And, you know, Kim Guadagno was right there with him. And then as we all know, took a hard right turn at the end of the election, even going so far as to do some ads that were very really not truthful. And we're not stupid. We may have our party affiliations, but whether you're red or blue, we're all educated and knowledgeable enough to know when we're being lied to. And if there was any chance that I would vote for her, and I would love another woman governor, let's be honest, that would be terrific. But, you know, when you get to the point where you're lying to the people, then you've lost me entirely. Right. And I'd also like to say one other thing that a lot of people in New Jersey don't know. We enjoy a lot of the protections that Obamacare offers people on the independent insurance market. I've been self-employed since 1994, and I've only been able to do so because I was able to get health insurance with a pre-existing condition. There was no discrimination there. We were able to buy into the market. And that was courtesy of the efforts of Christy Whitman, who was a Republican governor. So in New Jersey, Republicans are definitely moderate. And if you're going to swing so far right, you're going to lose a lot of them. That's not the way to win elections in New Jersey.
Well, we'll see the way it turns out tonight. Gwen, thanks so much. Let's go to Howard in Morris County. You're on WNYC. Hi, Howard.
Hi, Brian.
Who'd you vote for? Or who are you going to vote for?
I voted for Ms. Guadagno for two reasons. One less than the other. The lesser reason is there was no third button that didn't say none of the above. But the major reason is I'm rather tired of being called names by the Democratic Party just because of the way I live and the things I believe in.
Did you vote for Trump also, and how much for that reason?
No, I did not vote for Mr. Trump. There was no third button saying none of the above.
How do you feel that you are being portrayed by Democrats? What is it about the way you live or the things you believe that you feel are being mocked or derided?
As a racist, an elitist, someone who's selfish and doesn't care about the downtrodden, that is not who I am.
And for what reasons do you think they're attributing these things to you? For past votes you've cast, or for why would they tag you with that?
I think I'm just being caught in an overall umbrella political statement. But, you know, I'm an older white man. I live in a fairly affluent part of Morris County. And people just make these judgments. Oh, you must be a racist. You must be selfish, or you wouldn't be doing so well. And just rather tired of that.
Howard, thanks for checking in. We really appreciate it. Lori in Atlantic Highlands. You're on WNYC. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Brian. I'm also in Monmouth County with Gwen. And mm-hmm. I enthusiastically not only voted for Phil Murphy, but the straight ticket, including two fabulous women, Margie Thalman for Freeholder and Marielle Dodato for Assembly.
All right. And what makes you enthusiastic about Phil Murphy?
Well, I personally have met Phil Murphy and his family several times. A caller, I think from one of the Oranges, I forget which, who had questioned his public service really surprised me, because I know the Murphys to be very committed to public service, not just through his ambassadorship, but also Phil and Tammy have been very active in a lot of philanthropic organizations, including 180 Turning Lives Around, which is an organization committed to combating domestic violence.
And Lori, thanks so much for checking in with us. Let's go down to Tom's River. And John, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. As a supporter of WNYC and addicted listener to your program,
thank you.
I voted straight Democratic, holding my nose slightly on Murphy, largely, or at least in part, because of the Wall Street connection. I live in, right next to Toms River, really, a little town called Island Heights, which is 90% white, generally quite wealthy. I'm one of the most lower middle class people in town, me and my wife, and we volunteer a lot. It's a little bit isolating. However, we have an active Democratic club supporting the Democrats. And
What do you think, in an area like Toms River, which is somewhat politically split, as you're describing, the political divides are? Why do some people right around there, maybe or maybe not living similar lifestyles, you tell me, come down Democratic, others Republican?
I think income is a big part of it. Toms River is the county seat for Ocean County. There's a lot of, and then there's a fairly large hospital. There's a lot of lawyers, you know, working with the county for various, you know, various positions. And then there's even a smattering of people that actually commute to New York City from here in Island Heights and Toms River. There's a bus that gets you into New York in an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes. And yet it's got, I have to say, it's somewhat, Island Heights itself, next to Toms River, is somewhat of a retirement area. And thus people can afford to retire. Thus people are in an upper income range. And that tends to, for people to be Democrats if they're in the upper echelon of the financial, you know, access or resources.
I see it. John, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much. And that does it for our informal, unofficial. Oh, wait a minute. Let's add Elizabeth in Madison.
Hey.
Because she wants to report on her husband not voting. Is that right?
Well, sure. Actually, I always luck out because my husband's a Republican and I'm a Democrat. And so we cancel each other's votes out. But he's working late in the city tonight, so he didn't vote today. So I always feel like that's a victory for my side.
Oh, boy.
But, yeah.
And but you guys get along otherwise?
Yeah, like he didn't vote for Trump. Like he couldn't. Like he just couldn't. So, and, but, you know, there was a caller who said, you know, that he resents that Republicans are painted with a broad brush. And I feel like that just shoots Democrats in the feet. Like that we really should be more nuanced when it comes to looking at Republicans and seeing them as full people sometimes. And like, you know, my husband and I debate about this quite a bit.
And that's exactly what Van Jones was saying when he was on the show last hour. I recommend everybody to that interview if you want to listen to it online later. I think he said a lot of things that'll have a lot of people, especially a lot of Democrats, talking over the coming days. Elizabeth, thank you very much for checking in. And she gets the last word in our informal, unofficial, thoroughly unscientific Election Day exit poll here on The Brian Lehrer Show.